surrounding parcels,
in my opinion on it, I'm looking at what is around that property.
You're saying adjoining parcels. If they adjoin it, you should
That's what surrounds it. What's surrounding? What is around it?
Well, you look at it as the neighborhood, and the neighborhood is non-existent. You know, the neighborhood that the people are from is 0.6 miles away to the first house. And we would never consider
Okay.
that.
Some.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, there are. We heard from adjoining property owners that are opposed.
Corrected. Across the street.
Yeah,
across
there are. Yeah. But not inside of it. No, inside of.
Well, the person directly across the street that's going to build was inside of it.
When he does build.
Yeah.
When he does. If he does.
So.
I'm more inclined to approve it because of it being a special use permit because. He's held to a higher standard. You know, if the permit's revoked.
Guys, if y'all don't mind, please be respectful, please.
If the permit's revoked, then he's got to do away with the park. And so that holds him to a pretty high standard.
Huge.
Financially.
See, I think so too, conditionally.
Because he's going to live on site, number one. And a special use permit is not transferable. It doesn't infer compatibility to any other project.
Just back up a little. You said he's going to live on site. I don't think I heard him say
he intends to build a house and live there.
Well, I thought he was building his house, but then he decided to change and not build his house and build these.
Are we still planning to
build? You're going to build. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to live on site, which would be supervision.
And
he loses a special use permit if he doesn't adhere to the rules. That's a pretty high standard, financially.
That's not our concern.
No, that's not our concern.
That's one thing. It was brought up that you can't make money on six.
Who cares?
But that's really, that's the individual's decision.
That's if
they
want
not our job.
Not our job.
You know, if it's financially.
But supervision for the people on site would be in his best interest more than it would be an absentee owner that wasn't on site.
And we've seen that.
That makes a lot of difference.
Absolutely. So with that being said, are we ready to move forward with the motion?
Yeah, I would make a motion that in case number 2023-001A, that we approve the appeal and that we grant it. And I believe the reason being one of the issues didn't apply that they gave as a reason. The road, I think, has been resolved. I think that we could see that it's usable for an RV, and we've got Devin Huff that said it's all right with him, with the county. And I believe that with him on site as supervisor with six RV sites, that it won't adversely affect the neighborhood. So I would move to approve the appeal.
And is there a second?
I think that motion dies without a second, right?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oppose?
Nay.
Okay.
It was 4-1?
4-1.
4-1, okay.
We didn't have a choice.
Yeah, we
Yes, you had a choice.
We did not have a choice.
So what's the next step that we need to show up for the next hearing?
Circuit court.
If everybody will just listen, I'll give you the steps that's in our Board of Adjustment, just so it's all out so everybody knows. From tonight's decision, there's a 7-day window for anybody that's aggrieved with this decision to apply for a rehearing or reconsideration request. You would come to the August board meeting with your reason that they should hear it again in September. And at that point in August, they would decide whether to rehear or not rehear it in September. And if they did rehear it, that September meeting is the last meeting, and after that, it's circuit court. So
if we all show up again at the August meeting to ask for a rehearing, then it would happen in September?
No, they'd have to look at it and decide whether what they've heard, new evidence, something different that might change their decision, they could vote not to rehear it in September. But those are actual steps through the Board of Adjustment bylaws.
I have a question.
No.
So do I have permission to begin this developing?
Thank you.
Well, I mean, at your own risk.
Okay.
Because there's these steps, and that's why we lay those out there. So, yeah.
We had an obligation to do this. This one.
Oh, yeah.
Case. All right. All right. So, Scott, do we have any old or new business?
I do not. We have a variance, and we do have an appeal for next month. So, August, you do have a variance and an appeal. The deadline was yesterday.
Okay.
So we'll have an August meeting. The Trimble. Yeah.
I figured we'd have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that going to work out?
That's in your hands. I don't know how to answer that because
we're almost done. Almost done. Okay. All right. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Well, we're still open.
Second.
We're still open.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. No, we're adjourned.
Okay.